It's always as well to read things twice, isn't it? Okay. As it is written, they have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Because of the service by which you have proved yourselves, others will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ, and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else. And in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you because of the unsurpassing grace God has given you. Thanks to be to God for his indescribable gift. And it is all about God loves a cheerful giver. Oh, but he was a tight-fisted hand at the grindstone. A squeezing, wrenching, grasping, scraping, clutching, covetous old sinner, hand and sharp as flint, from which no steel has ever struck out generous fire, secret and self-contained, and solitary as an oyster. Now, who is that a description of? Ooh. Well, that is the description that Charles Dickens gave in 1843 of none other than Ebenezer Scrooge. Scrooge is a name that has become a word we often use to describe someone who is tight-fisted, someone who is a very reluctant giver. But in our reading today, we hear that Paul is saying, each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Is it enough to give generously, or is there more to it? Paul also wants us to give cheerfully as well. Everyone should give the amount they've decided in their own heart. And however much we decide to give, we shouldn't be reluctant or even motivated by negative feelings. We shouldn't feel pressurized by others. God doesn't want you to give out of guilt or pressure. In Deuteronomy 15, it says, "You shall give to him freely, and your heart shall not be grudging when you give to him. For this the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in all that you undertake." And this is where Paul says God loves a cheerful giver. And our scripture says, "He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way to be generous in every way, which through us will produce thanksgiving to God. God will give you what you need so that you continue to be generous." And look at the generosity we've already received by people that have given out of their generosity and hopefully cheerful. Paul was taking up a collection for those disciples in Jerusalem and Judea who were financially impoverished. Paul often refers to this as the relief of the saints. Earlier, the church in Corinth had expressed a desire to be involved in this contribution to the poor. And Paul is therefore reminding them of their commitment and telling them that some of their brothers are on their way in order to collect their gift, And he's encouraging them to have the gift ready for when they do come and not let it look as though he's pressurized them and that they give out of a sense of duty or guilt. But Paul is sensing some reluctance here, and so he says to them, whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will reap bountifully. Each one must give as he has made up his mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work. Paul is wanting to assuage any fears and confront any reluctance this church has about giving to God's work. God loves a cheerful giver. A cheerful giver is not one who gives reluctantly and then later on is kind of pleased that they did something nice. Not one who gives simply because they feel compelled to give out of duty or guilt or fear. A cheerful giver is one who gives out of the overflow of love and joy that comes from knowing that God is the greatest giver. God gives us life. He gave us his Son to reconcile us to himself. When we come to him in faith, he gives us new life, eternal life. The cheerful giver doesn't simply believe that God is the ultimate giver in some abstract way, but knows that God is the ultimate giver because they have recognized that God has given and will give to them. Paul reminds them when they give generously, they will receive a generous blessing from God. God provides. But the fact is that God always provides exactly what we need. And often when we have an opportunity to give financially, our minds might race to all the what ifs. What if I don't have enough for this or that? What if I have an unexpected expense? What if? What if? But Paul is showing them that a cheerful giver can give because they know that Jesus Christ is Lord over the what-ifs. God gives to those who give in order that they can give even more. He doesn't give us more seed for our greed, but more seed for those in need. A cheerful giver is one who gives out of the overflow of joy that comes from personally knowing God as the greatest giver. And one of the things that God gives us is the gift of giving. Now, do we consider being able to give as a gift from God? It is a priceless gift because giving provides us with an opportunity to mirror the goodness of the ultimate giver, because giving makes us more like the giver. God loves a cheerful giver. Impoverished Jews will be blessed by the generosity of Gentiles, and all of it because of Jesus Christ. Paul wanted the Corinthians to see that they will be helping brothers and sisters who desperately need it, but also they will be inspiring thanks. They will be gaining prayers. They will be strengthening unity in the church, the body of Jesus Christ. A cheerful giver is one who gives in faith, believing that their earthly gift is having a heavenly impact. If God gives to us for his glory, are we giving in order that others might glorify him? Let's consider how we give. Consider to what end we give. Consider what kind of giving brings the most glory to God and does the greatest good for others. And it's not all about money. Giving time to others is absolutely essential as well. Everything begins with what God has already given, with the fact that he is the giver. God has given us the gift of being able to give so that others can know and be encouraged in its inexpressible gift through Christ. Let's not neglect this gift. Let's give as the giver has given to us. Amen.